Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Western National 4-H Roundup. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. So, Dean, when does Western National 4-H Roundup occur, and what is this event all about?
So, Amy, the Western National 4-H Roundup will take place in Denver, Colorado from January the 10th through January the 13th. The primary purpose for our youth going there is to compete in national contests, depending on the contests that they won here at their state show or during the state year. But while they're in Denver, they'll get to do lots of things. They'll get to meet lots of new friends from around the country that are also 4-H'ers. There are lots of social and educational program opportunities for youth to participate in. There's lots of opportunities for them to learn more about leadership and citizenship. And it's just a neat area of the country to go to. We get to go out to the stock shows, and that's a really neat experience.
Mississippi will have youth compete at the Western National Roundup. How are they selected, and which individuals or teams compete there?
So during the course of the 2018 calendar year, we've held a variety of contests. So during Club Congress, we qualify a champion meats judging team and a livestock quiz bowl team. And then some other non-livestock related contests and individuals qualify, and that's through consumer decisions, judging, and prepared public speaking. Also in the month of May, we have our livestock judging contest, and that winning senior team gets to go. And then during June at our state 4-H horse show, we qualify up to six different types of teams to go compete at the Western National Roundup. So if you're interested in this contest and maybe going on this trip, now's the time to go ahead and start planning how to get involved.
What other opportunities do youth have to interact with other competitors while at Roundup?
So typically there are probably 30-plus states represented at this event with probably close to 1,000 people. So there's tons of youth from all over, from different backgrounds, who participate at the Roundup. So our youth are encouraged to bring pens, and they do a pen swap, which is very popular and a good opportunity for youth to meet others from around the country. There's also opportunities to attend motivational speakers, workshops, and things like that to put some leadership skills into practice. And then hopefully they do well and prepare for their contests. And then they typically have a day that the youth can go out to the stock show to see the type of livestock that are being exhibited and go through the different types of vendors who are at that show.
So while our Mississippi 4-H'ers are in Denver, do they have an opportunity to do some fun activities?
For sure. They have lots of activities for youth to be involved with. They have different dances and social mixers. They've got movies that youth can go see as groups. There's lots of activities for youth to really meet others. And hopefully there'll be some snow on the ground. So a lot of Mississippians really aren't used to seeing snow. So it's not uncommon for our youth to be out throwing some snowballs at each other and having a good time.
Well, it sounds like this trip is a lot of fun, but I imagine it can be costly. Tell me about the sponsors you've secured for youth competing in Denver.
Yeah, this is a fairly expensive trip, so it's very important that we acknowledge a lot of our sponsors that helped offset some of these expenses. In no particular order, some of our sponsors include the Mississippi Beef Council, the Mississippi Pork Producers Association, the Sella Champions, the Mississippi Commissioner of Agriculture, Mr. Andy Gibson, the Mississippi Paint Horse Club, the Mississippi 4-H Horse Clubs, Mr. and Mrs. Hobson Waits, and sometimes we get money from other 4-H livestock show funds. So we really thank these sponsors, and these youth really still have to go out and raise some more money. So even the local sponsors that help make this trip possible for our youth, we really appreciate that.
How would current Mississippi 4-H'ers learn more about how they can qualify as an individual or team member to compete at national contests?
So you can go to extension.msstate.edu, then you can go to the link for 4-H, then 4-H Livestock Program and Youth Livestock, and there you can learn all about the different activities and contests and shows where you can be involved through the 4-H Livestock and Horse Programs.
Today we've been speaking with Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.